What's up, my friend? It's your boy Dellis coming to you with another episode of the Ground Up Biz podcast, where the goal is to inspire, educate, and help you break the time for money trade in your life so that you can live life on a whole nother level. I hope you're having a superb day so far. And in this episode, I wanted to remind you of why podcasting is such a neat opportunity. And also just wanted to share some updates of things that I'm working on. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So podcasting is a really neat avenue since the pandemic. Podcasting has become more popular, especially like the video podcasts where you can watch a video and you have maybe a host and some guests, or just a host or a host and some co-hosts, and you can see them in a video, right, like on YouTube, and they're talking about certain topics. And like the video podcasting is very popular. But audio podcasting, strictly audio, you know, kind of like how I'm recording now in this message, has also seen a boost in listeners. And as you can imagine, you're listening to this episode right now, so you understand how podcasting is starting to fit into the greater plan, the marketing plan of some content creators and some companies. And I'm here to tell you, like, I'm recording this episode to say podcasting is a great long-term play that you can add to your portfolio of income streams. Now, the thing is, podcasting may not be an income stream for you for the first year or 2 years. Like, it may really take some time. So I'm not saying to quit your job or to think podcasting would be like a part-time job. Like, it's not going to be that, but there are certain benefits that I want to highlight in this episode, just to kind of say to you, like, if you don't have a podcast yet, like, I really think you should consider the advantages, the benefits of starting one, and then, hey, take a leap and try it, because that's how I ended up starting this one, and here we are 2 years later, very close to recording my 60th episode here in a few episodes. So I think it would be of major benefit to you. So let's talk about this. The reason I think podcasting would be a huge benefit to you, number one, is because of the ease of getting in. And today, like, I use Anchor, which is a free podcasting app owned by Spotify, which is like the largest music streaming company, like, running the game right now. So Anchor is a free app that you can download on your phone, and you can just record. Like, right now I'm just talking into my phone, and that's how I record my podcast episodes. And at the moment, I'm not doing any editing or post-editing, so it's extremely convenient to get my message across using this app. And I can add some background music to the episode if I choose to do so. The audio comes out, it's decent, right? I mean, it's not like super professional quality, but at the same time, it's not scrappy audio either. And I'm using one of my older phones that I don't use like for service anymore. Like, this is an old Samsung Galaxy, I think it's a S7, so it's generations behind and still does a pretty decent job at recording the audio. So as far as podcasting is concerned, like, you really don't need expensive equipment. I do have microphones. I haven't used them in a while. They're like sitting in my drawer, but I had microphones when I did YouTube for a bit. So, but I like the convenience of the phone aspect, because hypothetically, I can be anywhere in the world with my phone, and I can record this episode. And I mean, not like by a train station, but I could be like in a hotel, you know, somewhere if I'm traveling, or I don't know, just I like the flexibility. I can be in my car, you know, I can pull aside, record an audio in my car with this phone, and have a pretty solid audio to upload to my podcast. But I typically record in my room, and I've been recording in my room for the last 2 years. So it's about habit, right? Building the habit of doing this. But I wrote down some objections that I had, and most people have when I bring up the idea of them starting a podcast. The first thing is people say they don't know what to talk about, right? That's common. And one of my mentors, his name is Ozil. The idea he originally shared with me is the goal is really just to document your life. Like, what's going on? Like, what type of thoughts are you having? How are you growing? Is there any type of mistakes you made or any type of wins you've had? And what can you share about your life? Like, what would you like to share about your life? That is a great pointer. And that's been the majority of my episodes, is just talking about my life and where I am. And if you've been a listener, salute to you. If you've listened to multiple episodes, really, I do appreciate you. You understand how, like, the months have changed my life. Like, even since recording that first episode, which I'll probably check out here in a few days, you know, just to rewind, hear some of my content. Like, it's crazy. I've changed so much. And the intent was not to, you know, create unique topics every time for you, the listener. Sometimes I do premeditate ideas. But most of the time, it was just coming up to the mic and saying, well, what has changed since the last time I recorded? And I kind of filtered, you know, what I think would be more interesting. But if you don't have much content at first, then just start talking about how you're feeling, you know, and start voicing, like, yeah, how you're feeling, some of your opinions. Like, don't go too far off, you know? But, like, and then I should also clarify that this Ground Up Biz podcast is probably like my third one, right? So I interviewed, there was a couple of my friends who had podcasts or were trying to start podcasts, like when I was in college, and I was on a few of my friends' podcasts, saying that with an S, podcasts. And then I co-hosted a podcast with my friend Nick. It was called The Best Life Podcast, and we did a few episodes, and we interviewed some guests, and that was a cool experience. And then I started the Ground Up Biz Podcast. So this isn't my first one. And I don't want you to quit, obviously, if you do start your first one, but maybe take that route. If you have any friends who have podcasts, you know, try to get on one of them, you know, and experience and see what that feels like. I'm saying whether you like it or whether you don't like it, you should still podcast. Like, I'm low key. I'm seeing the long-term game of how, like, obvious it is, like, that you should start something like this. Like, think about it. I'm just really just talking into a phone. Now, I've developed, right? Obviously, the message has developed, and I've got some experience being a Toastmaster, so I've got public speaking experience. I've got experience, you know, giving presentations and pitching offers, and all this came from a desire to want to, like, how I say, get out of my introvert shell, because I am an only child, so I don't have any brothers or sisters. And you know, it's real cool, I guess, when some people give me the compliment, or they say in this, they're like, well, I really felt like you were an extrovert. And you know, I appreciate that, but honestly, I'm actually more of an introvert. So I've spent money and time, you know, developing these communication skills, and it's had an amazing payoff, and it's led to how I'm here today recording this episode. And what I'm telling you is, if you start, right, if you just start, then you can evolve along the way, as I have done with this podcast. So when you say, and if you are saying, right, if you're listening, you're saying, I don't have any ideas, or, you know, I don't have any ideas, I don't know what to talk about, document your life, right? If you do have ideas, then use those ideas, get started. And as you talk more and start publishing and sharing with your friends, you'll start to learn more about what you like to talk about. Maybe look at your analytics and, you know, see what episodes have the most listeners, so that can kind of point you in a direction of future content. Since I've had my podcast for 2 years now, almost at 700 total plays, I've got some data as far as what topics people kind of prefer. Over 50 episodes, basically looking at my analytics, I can see the top 5 to 10 episodes, and I can kind of get ideas as to what to create in the future. But if I didn't start, right, if I didn't start and create something, then I wouldn't have that data. So here's a reminder again, you know, get started. If you have somewhat of a, I forget, it's an inferiority complex. I don't know, that sounds a little bit too, it's not what I'm trying to say. If you feel like you're not an expert, or the objection is, I don't have anything valuable to say, or I don't know if I would be able to say anything that someone would listen to or value, right? Like, that's the core objection. Yeah, I've had that one before too. It's BS. Like, it's not a real objection. Like, you're that's a BS excuse. At the basic level, you should start your podcast to document your life. No matter what age you are, there are, I'm sure, a plethora, right? A lot of experiences that you've had, a lot of unique lessons that you've learned, maybe books you've read, things that you've encountered, stories you have. Like, you got something. Like, whatever you're saying is totally a lie. I promise you, it's an absolute lie. You just have to start talking, and over time you will start to find your voice and get into a habit of recording these episodes, and you'll figure out the length and the name and all that stuff. Like, you can figure out that stuff later. Like, just start. And that's why I like Anchor so much. Anchor's not the only app like this. There are a couple of them, but to some extent I can vouch for Anchor because I've been using it, and I do have some subscribers and some other stuff, which I was going to share a little bit later in this episode. Anchor is as cool as I can say it is, to some extent. I don't know. Here's what I'm about to say about that. So, okay, but if you don't think you have anything valuable to say, you're crazy. Like, you do. Absolutely. You can always become more of an expert, but you are an expert in something right now. You just have to frame your mindset, you know, to understand that there's somebody who's starting every day, and somebody starting where you were, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and wherever you, whatever field you are. So you are an expert in something. You do have something to talk about. It is very valuable. You should get started. All right, so here's what I did want to identify about the podcasting. Since I am using Anchor, Anchor is owned by Spotify. Anchor is not owned by Delis Simon. So the thing is, podcasting, unless you can figure it out, and I'm not saying it would be difficult to figure it out, but kind of the way podcasting is set up right now is, at least my business model, I don't own any of these platforms where my podcast is streaming. And since I'm not a lawyer and not extremely technical on this level, which I should be technical on this level to some extent, I don't know, I can't really tell you, like, I feel like they own my content, right? Honestly, like, I don't think I own any of those recordings. I'm pretty sure Anchor owns them, like, from a legal perspective, and they distribute their content And if it gets played, I said their content, right? If it gets played, then I get a portion of that. And the subscribers that I have, which is through Anchor, I have people who have subscribed to my podcast. Shout out my man, David Connolly. David, I don't know if you're listening to these episodes, man, but you rock. Learned a lot from you. And he was one of the first people to inspire me to do this podcasting stuff. So shout out to you, David. And also shout out to Brandon. I haven't talked to Brandon in a while, but hope you're doing all right, Brandon. And if you're listening, Hood Therapy Podcast, super cold. He was one of the guys that really, you know, encouraged me to stick with this podcast and stuff. That was 2 years ago, and here I am, you know, still going. And honestly, I don't think I'll stop now because I got a refreshed mind on the business model and the whole idea of podcasting being like a long-term play, right? Imagine another 2 years like this, but actually being consistent with producing content. And when I'm talking to people about business, you know, just sharing, right? I mean, not being like, hey, listen to my podcast. Oh, hey, did you listen to my podcast? Hey, you know, I know I sent you the link last time. Are you listening, bro? You know, like not being like that, but like, hey, I recorded a podcast. I got some episodes, you know, hey, have you ever got some time? Want to check one out? And people are usually like, yeah, I'll check one out. And you send them a link and you just keep going. And sometimes, you know, a week or two later, people let you know, hey, I listened to your podcast. I listened to this episode. And you're like, which one? And they're like number three or number six. And you're like, oh man, I don't even remember what I talk about. Like you gotta go to the website to figure out what episode that was, right? Cause you've been so consistent, in producing. But this is important. Control. Control is very important. As far as perspective is concerned, the way I see it right now, and this is definitely subject to change as I, you know, evolve as an entrepreneur, but I'm really in it right now for Anchor to get my reps in, to find my voice a little bit better, to show up consistently, right? To review the analytics and see where people are listening and how often they're listening and what topics they're most interested in. And to get paid on ad revenue for Anchor, because I am part of their ad revenue program. And like I said, I do have subscribers. They pay me $5, so they're supporting the podcast $5 a month. It's really awesome, you know, to the supporters again, like shout out, you know, like this. Wow, I'm tearing up. I'm not really tearing up, let me not lie, but like that, that's so inspiring. Do you understand? Like that motivates me to record these episodes. And like, I really don't do it. Like, I'm just hoping that like, if you're listening to this, like you really, really get something from this. Like, this is not about me. In essence, like part of it is to document my journey, but the other part is like to help you get ideas, to like save you some time on your journey. Cause some of this stuff, like just spent around in circles. Yeah, I have mentors, right? And then some of it, I'm a little hard headed and want to try to figure out myself. So, you know, when I pick these topics, it's really some of the stuff that like I've been kind of butting my head with, you know, bumping into walls, obstacles. Like, what could I really share that like could be impactful? Because some of this stuff I spent years, you know, kind of learning. And the podcast thing, right? Think about it. You know, if you're one of those people consistent and working out, or you know, doing something like posting on social media, like you do this consistently. What else? Let me think. Like if you go to work consistently, right? If you commute to work every day a certain amount of time, like something you do consistently, like the podcasting play is just such a nice piece, because once you figure out how it can fit into your daily lifestyle, then you can continue to produce content and promote, and it will just be part of your lifestyle. So the longer you're involved, right? Because you're going to be doing your thing, you know, live, doing whatever you're doing for the next 5, 10, I don't know how old you are, but hey, if I'm looking at demographics, you're probably, I don't know, I'm not going to do that. There's no need to do that. I'm just saying, get on it, but the control is a big deal, because, like, literally Anchor has the ability, Spotify has the ability to basically send me an email and say, the show's over, buddy. You know, all episodes have been deleted. You know, you violated this term XYZ. I don't think I even have to violate a term XYZ. I mean, you don't have control on these other platforms, and nobody reads the terms before we sign up. But it's essentially, if they don't like what I do or they just want to block me, they can, and I have no appeal. So the real long-term play with podcasting, and I don't really know how this would look yet, but I'm just kind of envisioning, right, based on my training, would be to own the episodes, like own your masters. So maybe you wouldn't even be on YouTube. Like, you would just be hosting, like, directly on your site, and yeah, and it would be like through MP3 files or something. I don't know how. So you'd either stream it, like, you'd stream it on your site, you wouldn't stream it on any other platform, and you would own your masters. That way, if any platform wanted to block you, like, it wouldn't matter. Like, you're on your own site streaming your own files. Hopefully I didn't lose you on this. This is actually very important. This is a big reason why I talked about niche websites and why I kind of hinted at email marketing, because both of these vehicles are about control. So let's see, podcasting. So you can get paid on sponsorships. I haven't really made it to this level yet. I probably could have, honestly, if I pitched some entrepreneurs, some small business people, copywriters, people I met on Twitter, and told them I have a podcast. And right now, that's an average, right? Let's see. Math, don't fail me now. What, 12 months in a year, 24 months in 2 years, got like 600 plays. Let's say like 300 plays, right? Something like that. I don't know. So 300 plays a year. Yeah, math is failing me. It's because I'm focused on, like, you know, memorizing all the topics for the podcast episode, so I can't do simple math. But essentially, I'd say, hey, I'm getting about 300 plays a year on my podcast. I'd probably simplify that to how many I was getting per month or per week. And I could pitch somebody and say, hey, you know, would you be interested if I, you know, pitched your product or your company on my podcast and sold them a little slot, you know, a little $25, $50 slot, or $5, $10 slot, or did like a value exchange for business. So maybe not charge them money, but get like a testimonial, or they share the podcast with five of their friends. Like something of that idea. The sponsorships is just what I'm telling you, is I'm probably going to be in this direction here. I don't know, this might take a couple more months or a year. It depends on how consistent I am with producing content. But we've all seen it before, where before we get into the content, let's give a word to our sponsor, and it's XYZ. And some people skip it and some people listen to it, but people are willing to pay to get in front of your listeners, especially if over time you're really good at building a certain type of listener, or like how I say, a certain niche of listener. And you would know if you listen to my episodes and kind of wherever you found me online. Like, my niche is like small business, solopreneurs wanting to become entrepreneurs, kind of like starting entrepreneurship, stuff like that. So this is what I'm about. And people who have offers and products for you guys, for you, for these type of people, they are willing to pay money to get a slot on the podcast. So that's really cool. That's a neat opportunity, and that is control, because that's something that you don't have to do through Anchor or through the podcast platform that you're using, right? I could just talk to a friend of mine, and Anchor's not even involved in that deal, right? That's control. But your podcast is still being hosted on Anchor, so Anchor has the ultimate control. Hopefully you understand, like, what I mean by that. You can also run ads on podcasts. So with Anchor, you can record this little ad bit, promoting Anchor, and you can choose which episodes to put your ads on. So I put my ads on the most popular episodes based on the data that I have in the analytics. And I think that's a good play. I'll let you know how that goes. It seems to be, I'd really just started kind of doing that, so it's not really a big deal yet. So I'll let you know how that goes. And you can also have the subscriptions, which I talked about, people who listen to your episode who can, what is it called? It's called support. So they can be your supporters and they can pay you a monthly subscription. On Anchor, at least, I think it starts at $5. Some of these other platforms, I'm not entirely sure. All right, so I'm glad I talked about that. I want to reiterate that the more content you produce, the more ideas you'll get to produce new content. And yeah, to some extent, I fear that I would run out of ideas, things to talk about. But you just have to think about for me and you, because if you're listening, I'm assuming you're a person that, is of self-development, personal development. We're always changing and trying to get better every day and learning something new. So from day to day, there is probably one or two things that you've done differently or learned from yesterday. And therefore, you do have new content every day. And just a little research, right? And if you start consuming other podcasts or you're on Twitter or social media, not consuming the BS, but consuming, somebody who's in your market or someone who's talking about what you like to talk about, then you'll probably get ideas left and right and you'll have to decide what to talk about. But the most important thing is, I don't think really to get so worried about what you talk about, it's just start talking. And over time, you can better decide what should get more of your focus time for the podcast and the whole direction of your podcast, because honestly, it's going to evolve from the first idea you had. My first idea was just documenting my life. I'm still doing that. But I think the real growth in this podcast, and I'm still going to have to plan it, right? Plan it and do it. But the real growth would be having guests on. So I know that will be the direction. But for now, we're just being an example of what I'm trying to remind you of, is that you can get started and just start talking about what you got going on. And some people will find value in that, because some people are just starting where I was 2-3 years ago, and they're interested and how I'm moving now. That being said, my main focus right now is the blog I'm working on, groundupbiz.com. It's where I have, at least I think I have, the most control in as far as business is concerned. It is my own domain. I'm using a hosting platform, so I guess they have control. So I guess somebody always gonna have some type of control. Right, you just from a business perspective, you just put yourself in a position that if cards start folding, you'll the last card you have will probably be your website, the last two cards, your website, your email list. That way, you still have your presence, or you have, I guess, access to your contacts. That's what the email list is for. And then the blog or website is for having your own home online. That's always online, no matter what the social media platforms, try to do. And hey, this, I'm not a doomsday person. I'm talking positivity, inspiration, business motivation. I feel like I should never be in a position to get banned by any of these platforms. But at the same time, we don't want to act foolish, because their terms literally say that it's not plead the fifth, you don't get fair trial. You know what I'm saying? This is not court. This is their platform, their corporation, their rules, and they can cut you off if they want to. So what if you go to Twitter or Reddit, or I don't know, you're gonna go to another social media platform to complain, right, and try to get other people to hey, they should open your account, or that's wrong. It's you guys are missing the point. We don't own none of this stuff. So you know what I'm saying, we need to be talking about real estate. That's what we need to be talking about, but we're gonna be getting there soon. Niche websites. My main focus, I've been listening to the Niche Pursuits podcast on YouTube. I referenced that in the previous episode, but they got a really, really inspirational like podcast for writers, for bloggers, and to show you like what's possible with like websites. And I've been getting into it. So my main focus right now is going to be writing a lot more. Like I'm talking about 1,000 well-written articles, and I'm glad I said it, right? This is another reason why podcasting is cool, because if you're talking from like a productivity perspective, like you're gonna say stuff like, as far as my goals, like how I just said 1,000 articles, and now that I said it and I know I got people listening to this, right? I know you're listening to this right now. I now feel like I gotta do it. I'm gonna do it. I need to do it. I am not a liar. You know what I'm saying? I'm honest. I'm trustworthy. Like, I'm truthful. Like, when I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. And now that I've said it and I know other people are hearing it, like, I'm gonna do it. So this is the cool thing about podcasting is, like, unless you want to be a liar, right? Once you start getting people who are listening and you see in the analytics, like, people are kind of trickling in, you're gonna start wanting to walk the walk and not be as much of a talker, unless you're getting paid for people to have you talk and be entertaining. I don't know, podcasting is any particular lane. You can be funny, you know, you can be serious, you can do research, have conversations with people. As my aunt says, and I think it's a great perspective, like, podcasting allows you to be a fly on the wall for that particular conversation, right? So you were in the room, right, at the time that they were having that conversation or somebody was talking, and they could have had the talk like years ago, but you were there, like you were in that moment. It's a very neat feeling to listen to. It's like nostalgia, to listen to, you know, your older episodes, but that's why you gotta get started. So my focus for groundedbiz.com, gonna be writing at least 1,000 articles, and I think I found, it's not a hack, it's not a shortcut, and I know I said I wouldn't be using AI, but there is one AI tool, and I'm definitely not recommending it, because it's not even that great, honestly, but I'm gonna tell you, like, I use it, and what I do. It's called Smodin, or Smodin, S-M-O-D-I-N. And I usually use it like on incognito tab. Not even trying to get too far into the technicals, but basically it only allows three searches or whatever per week, I believe. So what it does is you put in some keywords and then it generates some text. And this is for bloggers. This really would only be helpful for bloggers. This is like a specific tip. This would only be helpful for high volume bloggers if you're going to be doing a lot of the writing yourself, like for this project. So I type in the keywords, it generates some text for me, and I can copy and paste that text into my blog. The reason why I'm not recommending it is because the content is usually pretty bad, like, as far as, like, it's good from a context perspective because it gives me some keywords and some sentences that may, you know, this all right, you know what I'm saying, we could use this, like, but a lot of it is like the sentences are repeat and run on and the punctuation is bad, but the reason why it works for me is because it gives me a nice block of words and I can just use my knowledge of other words to like change them really quickly and add my own, you know, my own fluff to it real quickly. So what I'm saying is it could help me develop like a blog post a lot faster with filler words, and then I can take my original idea and kind of, for lack of a better term, like lace up the artificial intelligence blob so that it looks a lot better than what it spit out. I guess the main point, the tools are relevant. The main point here is I'm trying to go for high volume blogging for my site, right? My niche site. So right now I'm ranking for a little bit over 100 keywords on Google. And I guess once I have 1,000 articles, it's probably going to be at least 1,000 or 2,000 keywords that I'm be ranking for. And what that means is I'm going to have a lot of data on the Google side, and it's going to show me what people really like to read about. You know, when they're on my site, where do they spend their time the most? Like stuff like that. It's gonna help me make a way better decision in 2023 as far as what topics I'm gonna be focused on. So I'm excited about that. It's a lot of work. I'm really glad that I said it on this podcast, though. You know, this episode, that I'm gonna be doing 1,000 articles. So now I'm not gonna give up. And like, wish me luck, for real. Like that's 1,000 articles, right? And I'm going to be writing most of them, like 95% of them. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like I said, in a few days, a week, I could change that. Might end up earning some money. Might get a job or do some things to earn some money so that I can hire other people, you know, leverage their time and their expertise to help me build out the site. So, you know, we got a couple options. Okay. So I was going to talk a little bit about the email list and the importance of an email list. In the background, I've been building a Twitter account. So I've been posting tweets every day and engaging with people, leaving nice comments, DMing some of those people, and the people that I really resonate with, I've been getting on phone calls and building some deeper relationships. It has given me a lot of notes, right? Everyone's from different backgrounds, like different expertises. I don't really know if that's a word, so don't get me on it. But it's just really cool, like learning from everybody's different experience. And I guess one of the points here is, like, every social media platform has a professional side. So find that professional positive side and connect with those people, and get on phone calls, get on video calls with them. It's a great way to build connections. But I had a landing page, so I'm not running the landing page right now because I'm still trying to figure out my business model. And just like how all the pieces are going to go together, like, not to be confusing, but we're kind of, you know, I've been in marketing for, I'd say, almost 3 years now. So I'm trying to move more like a marketer who's been in marketing for 3 years, and not like a marketer who's just like learning about it, right? So that means being more professional with the digital presence, really enhancing the customer experience, right? The listener, the viewer experience. And that's what I'm working on. So that's what part of, like, the vision for Ground Up Biz was, is to be like a text and visual learning aid to some of the stuff I talk about in podcasting and on calls and things of that nature. But the goal is for the people who enjoy my content and who want more and want to learn more about what I'm doing and what I've learned, is to have an email list. So one project that's coming up is for the blog. There's something called an opt-in, like an opt-in form or a pop-up opt-in or something like that, which basically is from my blog posts, like the blog posts that are performing the best. I would put this pop-up on there and it would ask for people to submit their email. So that's going to be the goal for me coming up, is basically over the next week or two to continue sharpening my best blog post and to continue writing the other ones. Like, just write, just like a whole lot of writing straight up. And then we'll look at the analytics, right? We'll look at Google Analytics and figure out which blog post is performing the best. And that's the one we'll put the opt-in email on, or the top three. I don't know. That's the strategy for right now. But I feel like, because the thing is with email marketing, like, there's a whole side to it that we're going to talk about in the future. But that's the email communication part. And the whole idea that, like, I don't want to just get people on my email list if I don't have a plan for communication, like what to send them. Like, I don't want them to just be sitting there on my email list. Like, the relationship is not being built. So, like, they're not getting any emails from me. And if I do send an email, like, in 9 months or a year when I finally figure this out, they're probably not even going to recognize me. Or maybe they will recognize me, but they may not see the email, or the relationship may not be as strong as it was when they were excited to give me their email. So if you understand what I'm saying, like, email marketing is just a whole nother world that I am excited to talk to you about, you know, talk with you about in the future, but it's just not in the scope of this episode. But it is great for control. All right, so I think this is a great finishing point. I didn't anticipate the episode being this long, and I hope I didn't outstretch it. But the whole idea of this is start recording your podcast episodes as soon as possible. Don't worry about length or anything like that. Just start recording. It may be a good idea to, if you have any friends who do have a podcast or know somebody who has a podcast, like, or go to Reddit or online. I'm sure if you searched online, you could probably find somebody who just started a podcast. I say online, check Facebook groups out. There's a chance you could find a podcast, you know, that's something you're interested in talking about, and you can be a guest for somebody else. I think that's a great way to kind of fill out the room or fill the energy or see if you even like talking, you know, I guess, or being interviewed. I don't know. Maybe you'll love it, right? Maybe you'll like it. And if you do, then awesome, like I said earlier. And if you don't, I don't care. Like, you, this is, the podcast is, I mean, unless you're one of these people who's just like, I mean, we talked about this in the previous episode. They already know everything, right? Like, as far as information, if you're one of these really private people who don't want to share anything about their life, and who feel like, you know, less is more, like, don't want to be on the internet like that, I understand that. So I guess if that's you, then just be a listener. Like, that's cool. Like, that's perfectly fine. Or find another way to express yourself. I understand that too. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you that says, like, if you don't want to express yourself like this, like, that's perfectly fine. I'm trying to say, like, from an entrepreneur perspective, like, or even from somebody who, like, needs to create income to take care of their family, you know, take care of themselves, take care of their family. This podcasting stuff is, like, the most no-brainer, like, thing I've ever, like, what? Are you kidding me? Not the video podcasting, like, that's cool, too. That's a whole nother world, though. Like, I'm not talking about with the cameras and the high-tech, you know, equipment, all that type of stuff. That could come. I'm talking about, like, simple recording your daily discipline, your daily findings, you know, what you're focused on. Maybe it's a little daily update or a word of positivity, and to record that and to do it consistently over time. And what it will produce is, I wish I could take a screenshot, but I'm getting views from every continent except for Antarctica. I'm getting views from states, you know, cities and states that I've never been before, and I can't absolutely, like, recall where the person, you know what I'm saying, if I met this person before, did I meet them on social media, like, how are they finding me, like, stuff like that. Like, I'm at that point now, and I'm not even really on the gas yet, but I'm saying I already have a global influence here, right, from just talking my mind, and telling people what I learned, and stuff like that. So I really hope you look into podcasting, and then having a blog or niche website. We talked about that previously, but that is going to be, I think it's going to be a really nice income stream once I can finally get all these articles written, right? Because that's going to take a lot of time, but the deliverable, like, when that's done, like, it's going to be such a beautiful feeling, and all these keywords is going to give me a lot of data, and also a lot of search traffic from Google search. And since I have my podcast listen link on my website, there's a chance that all this search traffic, there are going to be some new listeners from all around the world, right, who I've never met before, who who are going to check out the podcast from all this writing I'm going to do. So it's going to be really rewarding. With that being said, though, I hope you got some value from this episode. And if you haven't already, please follow me on Twitter at @DS_groundupbiz. It has been a pleasure chatting with you today. And if you have any questions or thoughts, feel free to send me a DM on Twitter or email me at Dellis. So there's no at first. It would be, so email me, Dellis@groundupbiz.com. Okay, so Dellis@groundupbiz.com. That's DELLES, right? I dare you, right? I dare you to send me an email. I'll reply to you. Have a great day, my friend, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Peace.